USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Researchers have found a new batch of coronavirus variants in the United States that appear to have the same genetic mutation. The variants share a mutation to the gene that affects how the virus enters the human body. The study's authors say they're not yet sure if it makes the virus more contagious, but they fear that may be the case. Dr. Jonathan Reiner is the director of the cardiac cath lab at George Washington University Hospital, and he tells CNN that the recent discovery shows that the U.S. needs to put more effort into tracking possible variants.
But what this does show is that we really need to rebuild our genomic surveillance program and identify in real time when these variants emerge. And because the implication is eventually there'll be a variant that will evade testing and will evade our current vaccines. There's no evidence that these variants do that, but that's the concern going forward.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election. All of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Alaroot sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com. And use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling for a 9/11-style commission to look into the January 6th riots at the Capitol. In a letter Monday to House Democrats, Pelosi pushed lawmakers to create the panel and to appropriate more funding for Capitol security. Also on Monday, Republican lawmakers sent a letter to the Speaker asking what she knew about the Capitol's security protocols before the riots. One civilian contractor was killed and five other people wounded in a rocket attack Monday on a U.S.-led military base in northern Iraq. One American service member is among those injured in the attack in the Kurdish regional capital of Erbil. Kurdish authorities say the attack occurred at a base adjacent to Erbil International Airport. And Senator Richard Byrd, the North Carolina Republican who was one of seven GOP senators to vote to convict former President Trump in his second impeachment trial, has been censured by the North Carolina Republican Party. Following a unanimous vote, party leaders released a statement calling the constitutionality of the entire trial into question. Byrd responded with a brief statement saying he was disappointed that his party chose loyalty to one man over its core principles. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
President Biden will hit the road this week to try to sell his $1.9 trillion COVID relief package to the American people. He's set to participate in a televised town hall meeting Tuesday night in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. His push to get a bill passed comes as unemployment programs from the previous stimulus bill are set to expire in mid-March. But there's still hesitancy from Republican lawmakers who say the price tag is too high and the package includes too many proposals that have nothing to do with pandemic relief. Jared Bernstein is a member of the White House Council of Economic Advisors, and he tells ABC News that the process to get to a final bill should include input from congressional Republicans.
Whether any Republicans are going to sign on is yet to be seen. But when we talk about this budget process called reconciliation, meaning pass the bill without 60 votes, that doesn't exclude Republicans. This is a process that you've probably heard discussed in recent weeks up on the Hill. And in the past, that process has often been bipartisan. So Republicans could come over and help even if we go that process route. And I think what's important there is to recognize that this is not a partisan issue when you get outside of Washington. The president has met with business leaders, bipartisan mayors. He's met with governors from both sides of the aisle. He's talked to experts and economists, including, by the way, this idea has been endorsed by the chief economist for President Trump and President Bush.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.